Hello, hello, hello. It's me again, Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, with yet another episode of a show that is worth binging. And as promised, I know I told you all about C on Apple TV Plus. There is another show, Apple TV Plus, that I have to talk about that, again, I watched the first episode a long time ago, and it just didn't get at me. But for some reason, when I told myself to sit down and watch it again, it was really good. So, before I get started, first, binge-worthy, what is it? Well, basically, it's those shows that we watch, and we have every intention on just giving it 3 episodes or 2 episodes before bed, but there's that nagging little devil in your head that says, no, watch more episodes, watch one more episode, watch one more episode. And before you know it, you're done with the season, the sun is up, and you're calling off from work, and now you feel like a horrible person because you spent all your time watching television instead of making that money. So that's why I come in, because, you know, usually when you do that, you go through what's called a post-binge depression, where you are upset because either the show has ended and is never coming back, or you have to wait another year or two for the new season to come out, or a mixture of the two. Then I come in where you can watch another show that's probably obscure and not heavily advertised, but still worth binging. And this show is called Truth Be Told. It stars Aaron Paul. If you like Breaking Bad, Pink on Breaking Bad is Aaron Paul. He is the main lead in this. And Octavia Spencer, just like Alfre Woodard, is in every damn thing. So you've seen her in something. Michael Beach is in it. And I believe those are all of the main people off the top of my head who is in it, and it's a really great show. It's 8 episodes, so you definitely can get this done in one day. This is the first season. I don't see how there will be a second season based on this show. And if memory serves, this was kind of based on real events. So again, very short podcast. This is just a very straightforward show. Basically, Octavia Spencer's character, Poppy, is a podcaster, aka journalist. And 17 or 19 years ago, she did a podcast on this murder. There was a murder that took place where a father was killed, and the suspect was seen running from the house. One of the daughters and the mom testified that this kid did it, like 17 years old, aka Aaron Paul's character. He's in prison, has been in prison for 19 years. Something happens where Poppy is like, I'm not sure if he's completely innocent. And being that my podcast put him away, let me just make sure I've covered all my bases, because I could have assisted in sending an innocent man to jail. So she meets with him. Now, for those who don't know who Octavia Spencer is, weird. She's black. She's African American. That's really important, because when she goes to see Aaron Paul, he is now basically a part of the Aryan Brotherhood. If you don't know what that is, he's a racist black person, not angry black person. That would be really bad if a black person was in the Aryan Brotherhood. He's an angry person who hates black people and other minorities. And he has like the Nazi tattoos and everything. So imagine being with your crew and this black lady comes in trying to interview you. So of course he's going to have some issues happen as a result of that in prison, as well as with her, because he's racist. So anyway, Poppy kind of does her own investigation. Aaron Paul's pet dad in the show, he is like a police lieutenant or whatever. He's a part of the police force. So anyway, Poppy does what you do as a journalist. You make your podcast and you do your investigative reporting. And as she's doing her investigative reporting, she is unraveling things where it's a great possibility that Aaron Paul's character is innocent. Another girl who another actress that is in this show, I want to say her name is Lizzie. She was in Now You See Me Part 2, the movie with Morgan Freeman. And most recently, she was on Castle Rock on Hulu, and she played the Kathy Bates character in the second season. She's playing a twin in this. So she's playing two different roles, and she is she's playing the daughters of the husband who was killed. She does an amazing performance also. So anyway, there's that backstory. So that's pretty much all I can say about it, is that You know, it's just a mystery where you go through everything wondering if, you know, Aaron Paul's character really did this. Now, of course, Poppy is bringing up or opening up wounds that she should not be opening. And when you F with the police in any way, when there's some dirty cops involved, if there's some dirty cops involved, they will make life inconvenient for you and or your family. So her father is a former biker. So he is here with his daughters and stuff, doing his thing with his wife and everything like that. And the decisions that she is making to unravel what's happening is causing discord between her father and his crew and family. So there you have that conflict there. One thing I forgot to mention is that, okay, so Poppy is super fancy. She's married to Michael Beach's character. They're coming to Oakland, but they lived in another place. I want to say California, somewhere else where they're super fancy and stuff. So there's also that conflict that's happening also. Good show. It's really nothing else I can say. 50 minutes to an hour for each episode, 8 hours. By episode 7, it all comes together and you figure out what happens. And there's a jaw-dropping revelation that's made either in episode 7 or 8 about what happened that night, who did what, and all that good stuff. So I was really, really happy about the big reveal as to how everyone was involved in this particular murder. Again, great show. It's a drama. No funny moments. No sexual activity. Nothing too inappropriate. It's just, if you're into mysteries and thrillers, especially if they're partially true or based on true events, you would like this show. Again, I love the writing, the direction, the acting. Really well done show. I don't know why I couldn't get into the first 2 episodes. It's the Apple TV Plus curse because, well, no, I can't say that. With those 2 shows, with C and Truth Be Told, those were the only 2 where I was like, it took me a minute to like really sit down and watch it. And once I did, I was like, wow, why didn't I do this sooner? So just give it your undivided attention. If you like shows where you want to know what really happened, then you would love the show. And again, super, super short episode because there's not much to say. That's it. You know what I say. You know it's coming. It's coming. Happy binging.